Droves of COVID-19 wary pluckers are working gardens in China, Sri Lanka, and India amid favorable weather after a dry winter. The Darjeeling First Flush is underway. Consumer demand for premium tea increased during the pandemic and pricing is firm, but there is uncertainty throughout the entire supply chain as to when newly processed tea will reach market. Waiting times for obtaining a container space on a ship is now 3 to 10 weeks at rates 50 to 200% higher than mid-year. Wholesalers are raising shipping minimums and pricing significant increases due to these costs. Retailers that absorb some of the financial shock of 2020 project steep increases. Fewer aircraft are flying, with many aircraft diverted to vaccine delivery. Consider the $38.25 cost of sending a 3-kilo parcel from Darjeeling to Paris or London, or the $39.60 cost to reach New York. A major Canadian supplier notified customers this week to expect an increase in its free freight threshold from $1,200 to $1,350. Business Insight. Price volatility is a weekly concern, which is why TBiz is launching the Tea Price Report. The podcast will report auction averages and prices for specific types of tea, drawing on many sources, including tea boards, traders, and the China Tea Marketing Association, which provides a benchmark for the 10 teas most commonly exported. We welcome comments and suggestions. The full report can be viewed at www.tea-biz.com, Tea Price Report. Tea relaxes blood vessels. Compounds in both green and black tea result in significant vasodilation, according to the medical researchers whose work was published in the journal Cellular Physiology and Biochemistry. The findings could lead to the design of new blood pressure-lowering medications. Researchers at the University of Copenhagen and the University of California, Irvine, found that tea catechins activate protein found in the smooth muscle that lines blood vessels. The catechins cause potassium ions to exit cells, reducing cellular excitability. Researchers note that tea has long been known to reduce blood pressure. Understanding the precise mechanism could be helpful in reducing hypertension, the number one risk factor for global cardiovascular disease and death. Celebrating the green. Relevant brands are pervasively innovative. Consider the collaboration announced this week between Hershey's Chocolate Syrup and Kung Fu Tea. Then there's matcha. 800 years ago, the practice of grinding tea leaves into powder was already centuries old, but Japanese growers near Kyoto advanced the craft by improving the quality of tencha. The result was emerald matcha. Globally, matcha is projected to maintain steady growth of 4.6% through 2026, more than double the rate of tea overall. This is due, in part, to the versatility of matcha, which is used in many baked dishes, confectionery, ice cream, smoothies, and juice drinks. The monks who created matcha would probably not recognize the shamrock tea introduced by Starbucks for St. Patrick's Day next week, but they would surely taste the matcha in its blend of green tea latte made with coconut milk and a splash of lemonade, with 2 scoops of vanilla bean powder. Business Insight. Starbucks, one of the biggest tea retailers in the world, announced last week it will no longer sweeten its iced tea. Consumers can add as much cane sugar as they like at no additional charge, but unsweetened tea is the new default, making tea a zero-calorie menu option.